What have been the discussions about the next generation of clinical trials in the adjuvant setting?
One of the subsets that we may need more specific information is the node-negative subset, the node-negative patients. And it may be possible to design clinical trials that really address those patients. So we don't have anything identified or set in that regard, but I think that's one of the areas that we're interested in thinking about. The degree of positivity of this data caught everybody off guard. We thought that this would work, but these trials were powered to detect much less of an improvement in disease-free survival than we saw. So the fact that the first interim data analysis shows these overwhelmingly positive results is wonderful, but it's caught us all off guard.
That's interesting.
So we have to really think about what the implications are of this and where we go from here.
The last time I spoke with Edith Perez, she was talking about the possibility of in some way integrating lapatinib into the next wave of trials, mm-hmm. including looking at the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that that's being thought about. I think angiogenesis inhibition in combination with trastuzumab is also being thought about with Avastin. So the thing that is great is that we have all of these approaches to targeted therapy. The thing that's amazing to me is that in a disease that probably is genetically fairly heterogeneous, like breast cancer, that targeting a key isolated single target can so dramatically change the course of the disease. And it may be that there are two or three key targets that you could hit that might make all of the heterogeneity of the disease less of an issue. That is what is so amazing about targeted therapies that are effective like this.